Jason Swigart back here with Xavier Hallinan, and a lot of shaking hands, kissing babies, and Coach Shante Leggins now with us. And boy, you knew it was going to be a challenge just from the fact that you didn't have Mattia, you didn't have Mike Meadows again, and we were talking that if people could stay out of foul trouble, it's not out of the realm you were going to play your five starters 40 minutes. And well, fortunately, they had a comfortable 30-point lead for you, and you pulled them with two.
Yeah, well, first off, I just want to let everybody know we missed Doug Edwards today. He's sitting at home. We're thinking about you, Doug. We're praying for you and your wife. Just wanted to make sure we got a good shout-out to him. We prayed for him before the game and him and his family. So well wishes to him and prayers up. But, yeah, the guys played hard. They played tough. They played smart. Again, we went back-to-back games, complete games, against league opponents. We shot the ball well. But I'm most impressed with our defense and not fouling. That was a huge thing for us is we didn't want to foul this game. We wanted to keep them off the free throw line, but we also wanted to, preserve our guys down the stretch. And Chris picked up his third, and then we had to be smart with him. But at the same time, then he went and got his fourth. And so we just had to figure out a couple minutes how we could play without him. But, I mean, he did a great job. Like you said, we played a lot of guys, a lot of minutes. But at the end of the season, that's what they're playing for. They want to make sure they're doing a good job. And, we still have some guys that I still believe is going to be able to help us and contribute in some games. You never know how these things work out. Getting foul trouble, injury, you never know. Mike's been hurt and Christian stepped up, and so he's playing great basketball. He's rebounding, he's doing everything we need. We put him on a point guard today, and so he did a good job defending the point guard. He did a good job rebounding. He came over and blocked a couple shots, so he was a big part of what we did defensively. And then Moses did a great job on number two. Cal Kateri went 1-4. I mean, that's the first bucket he's had against us this season, and so I've heard he's done a good job against Portland over the past, and that was a huge thing for us, is to make sure he didn't get a lot of three-point shots up, and he only got two today. And so just proud of the guys' effort, proud that we won on the glass today, especially with the smaller team, especially at the post position.
A lot of guys play well tonight. T-Rob plays well, a lot of the time, majority of the wins, he's probably holding a large percentage of them.
Yeah.
Talk about the stuff he does not on the stat sheet tonight, because he's doubling people, he's tipping passes, he's getting rebounds. Talk about that.
Well, his main thing is he gets the brunt of all my anger and yelling. So I can get on him a little bit. So that's a huge part of what he does. I can yell and scream at him, and he'll be okay. Sometimes it takes the brunt off the other guys, but he's so smart. He understands, the game really well. His IQ's above average. Like, you look at him and you're like, hey, well, he can't do this, he can't do it. But everything he does is very smart basketball. He's sometimes seeing the play before the other guys see the play. And so we're doing our best to make sure he's starting to help these guys get there. But his leadership, the way he's moving the ball, understanding, especially defensively, he's coming over at the right times for double teams. He's doing a great job of seeing things. He's jumping in passing lanes. You look at him and you're like, well, how's he got so many steals in the season? Because he's just intelligent. He's always in the right spot. And so he's been a big help to what we do defensively and offensively. I mean, he had to play point guard tonight, had 8 assists, 4 turnovers, 2-1. He had 3 of them where they were terrible turnovers, but again, he's going to have some of those, and you got to live with that, and he's got to live with me getting on him. So it's a little give and take, but I love coaching him. He's a great young man, and he does a great job for us.
Here with head coach Shante Leggins, and we talk about how much more comfortable how this team has digested your system throughout the season, and I think the stat that tells us that is 23 assists on 34 made field goals.
Yeah,
they're starting to understand not only how the offense works, but where the shot is going to come from and who's going to be there to do it. A couple of different looks, and we saw in the first half the offense you implemented at San Francisco down there, taking advantage of mismatches with guys posting up. And then when they went to a bigger lineup, they were able to free up for threes in the second half.
Yeah, a lot of teams, they're going to say we're a three-point shooting team. We shoot a bunch of threes. We shot 19 today. We made 11. But those were a lot of good shots and unselfish basketball. We play a free-flowing style. And, a lot of coaches and a lot of players, and you hear the, positionless basketball. But we mean it. Anybody can play the point for us as long as they can handle it and guard a point guard. I mean, so we want our guys to be creative. I want these guys to come here and play the game the way they play in high school, the way they played in their JUCO or wherever they came from when they were playing their best basketball, and then we try to build off of that. We've revamped our offense in the middle of the season. A couple, we lost Mike, so we had to figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And guys have just, you know, they adapted to it. And Mike did a great job when he got back. He was injured a little bit, but we were up 22 with him at LMU. And so as the guys start figuring it out and understanding that, hey, you know, one guy might have 26 tonight. Chris may have 26 tonight and have four on Saturday. And that's got to be something that they got to understand, is because not everyone's going to be able to, you know, have the mismatch. Not everyone's going to be able to get the open looks, because other teams are trying to figure out how to stop, you know, you. And so, you know, sometimes guys have to step up. And if you have guys that can shoot the three, dribble the ball, and get to the rim and can post up, it's really hard, because you can pick on pretty much almost any guy on defense, because all five guys can dribble, pass, and shoot. And so that puts us in a great position. And then they're starting to play tough. They're starting to block out a little bit. We gave up some offensive rebounds. But the chippiness and the fighting that you want from your team here at the University of Portland, it's there. And they're going to keep doing it. And those younger guys are now starting to see the older guys really, you know, set the tone for them. And so they're going to pick that up too as they get better and as their careers move on.
Obviously, the guys executed X's and O's wise, but they came out ready to play tonight. Big game as far as the standings, finishing up the season. What was the focus coming into tonight mentally?
You know, just playing our best game. You know, this was a huge game. They were tied with us in the loss column. You know, we can't go back and, hey, say give us those games. But as long as we keep catching people in this loss column and don't lose, and other teams keep losing, and it's going to be at the end of the season, we'll have six losses, I hope, and everyone else has, you know, six or seven, and we're right there with them. And so we didn't have the opportunity. So our guys, you know, I talk to our guys like they're grown-ups. They got to see ahead and see things. And, you know, everyone talks about the next game, that's important, but we're also seeing the standings. These guys got Twitter, Instagram, they all see it, so it's not like you can't hide it anymore. I never knew what anybody had except for we're playing this team or we're playing that team. Never knew their record, never knew anything except for what the coaches say. And nowadays, they just pop on their phone and all their friends are tweeting about other teams, so it's not like you can hide this stuff for them and say, hey, but you got to be honest and talk and say, hey, this is a huge game for us, and you either step up, and we had a lot of guys step up tonight, or you get nervous at the moment, and I think our guys are starting to step up in these big moments and not shy away from them.
Well, it sure sets up a great home finale on Saturday against Pepperdine. Baseball team's got a doubleheader earlier in the day, so it should be a great atmosphere here, and yeah, looking to close out at least the Child Center portion of the schedule in style.
Yeah, we definitely are, and we're definitely going to be at that baseball game tomorrow. I think it's their home opener tomorrow, I believe, and
yep.
They're playing against Creighton. Our team will be there supporting them. You guys need to come out and watch this team, and I watched them work. We got to watch a little bit last year. It's a lot of fun to go out there and support you guys, so go out there and support this team. Buy season tickets, enjoy some baseball, eat some sunflower seeds, get some big chew gum, and bring your kids and come hang out. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, but hey, thank you guys for listening. Doug, we're thinking about you, my man. And give us a call here soon, okay? Go Pilots.
There you go. We'll let Shante go, and he can send Moses over, who had a double-double tonight. He got the double-double. Fighting for those rebounds with Chica.
Come on.
And we'll have him drop that microphone right down. There you go. Moses Wood, kind enough to join us here. 19 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, a block, 7 of 11 from the floor, a couple of key threes as well. And just how much fun are you guys having right now?
Man, so much fun. Like, we're really starting to come together as a team, and we're starting to play our best basketball. And it's all coming at the perfect time, too. We're getting close to the end of the season, so it's been really fun.
Well, and tonight, and you knew it was – you guys knew there was a good chance you were going to have to play 35, maybe all 40 minutes. Little pit stop there we saw in the first half. Everything okay?
Yeah. I had to go to the bathroom really bad.
You stole my question.
Yeah.
Well, it happens. Look, it happened to Lamar Jackson in a playoff game. So, you know, it happens, but it didn't deter you. But how good is it knowing that if you need to play 40 minutes, your body's ready to go? You guys were – you didn't see the physicality wane off. You didn't see the concentration fall off. And so if that's what it's going to take until some guys come back, you're prepared to do it.
Yeah, we've been preparing for that. And Coach told us tonight, like, you guys might have to play, you know, all 40 tonight. And, you know, credit to the training room, everyone in there. They, you know, we can come in anytime and get treatment on our body. So,
yeah. Yeah, you guys should celebrate tonight. You guys had an excellent game, X's and O's wise, energy wise, focus wise. You know, looking forward over the next 2 days. Step us through the next 2 days of preparation.
Yeah, so we got Pepperdine, a young team coming in. You know, they really got nothing to lose. So we just got to, you know our personnel, know what they do, how they how they work. Tomorrow might be a little bit lighter, you know, just to take some of the heat off our bodies and stuff. But, you know, we're going to be locked in on their personnel and how they, you know, run everything.
Well, and they say sometimes handling success is almost as difficult as fighting out of where you've been. What's the key for this team to keep the same mentality and come with the same chippiness and fight here for the next few games?
Yeah, we just got to remain humble, you know, talk with each other. Like, right now we need, like, more than ever is to stay together, you know. Yeah, I mean, we just talks with each other in the locker room and stuff, and, yeah, get ready for Saturday.
Now, what do you enjoy more, taking mice in the house down and just putting them in jail on the block or drilling threes?
Ah, man, that's a tough one. I think I'll always love the three ball more, to be honest.
That's okay. It's worth more.
Yeah,
it's
100%.
Exactly. And then I saw you and Chica were fighting for rebounds. There was a little you guys double-doubling each other.
I was like, let me get my double-double, man.
He's like, he got it last night against Bushnell.
That's what I was telling him. I'm like, man, you already got yours last night. Let me get mine now.
I think that's what's so much fun about watching these guys right now, because anybody can go off. We saw Chris Austin. We saw Tyler have the huge triple-double the other night. Oh, yeah. And you come back with the double-double. And depending on your opponent with Pepperdine, it might be somebody else on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. 100%, yeah.
Well, we will let you get a shower, get a meal, and get those legs up, because we're going to need them on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Moses Wood, another outstanding night. Our player of the game from Alaska Airlines. You just get more for less, and he's delivering more. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for stopping by, Moses. Congratulations tonight.